"Where am I?" Harper asked. His voice was tight, as if he was straining. "You're aboard my ship, the Wayfarer." The ocular unit was able to spin, so Harper could see the room while his body was still locked in the maintenance cradle. "Your movements are restricted. This is as much for your own protection as it is ours." "This isn't a humanoid avatar. Why have I been installed here?" Quinton frowned. They'd gone over this before Harper had agreed to go through the integrity check. "Your ESS was stored on an escape pod we found on an asteroid. There wasn't anything else for us to use." "This doesn't make any sense. This bot feels strange. Why was I activated then?" Harper asked, sounding slightly less strained. "Let's take this one step at a time. What do you remember?"
The spider drone's body jerked as Harper tried to move.
"Get me out of this thing. I need to move."
"Not yet."
"Why not?"
Quinton stepped closer. "You already know this. You're in the wrong kind of body, and it's going to take some practice to get used to it. I promise I'm going to let you out of the cradle, but I need you to cooperate. One step at a time."
A sound that seemed to be a mixture of a sigh and a growl came from Harper.
"I know it's frustrating. Remember your training."
"I do," he replied. "I do remember."
"Okay. Let's start with your name and rank."
"Nash Harper, Lieutenant, Acheron Confederacy Navy, Tactical Engagement Specialist."
"Thanks for that."
"I'm Quinton Aldrin, Commander in the Acheron Confederacy Navy. I'm a G-Class PMC.
"Commander," Harper said. "G-Class. Have I been assigned to your command? What fleet?"
"What do you mean?"
"Commander, you should already know. Galactic-class PMCs were designed to utilize other PMCs as part of their command structure. Which battleship cruiser are we on? Is it the flagship ACS Javelin?"
Quinton considered Harper's response for a few moments and could guess what Becker and the others were thinking.
"Another one," Gutman said softly, but not quietly enough.
The spider drone swung its gaze toward him.
"Who are you?
Are you a civilian?" Harper asked and looked at Quinton.
"Why are civilians aboard an ACN warship? They don't have clearance."
"Clearance? You don't even know what kind of ship you're on," Gutman said.
"That accent," Harper said, and the spider drone jerked toward Gutman.
"Jordani," he snarled. "Why isn't he shackled? Is he an intelligence asset? He doesn't look like it, but it could be a disguise."
Quinton was starting to think that he should have met with Harper alone. Gutman chuckled, and Quinton glared at him.
"Not helping."
"Commander, I need the mission briefings for our fleet deployment," Harper said.
Becker exhaled and looked at Quinton.
"This is going to take a while. Maybe we should give you guys a few hours."
"Appreciate the backup," Quinton replied.
"I think you've got this, Commander."